The following is an unrehearsed interview for the Kentucky Oral History Project. The interview is being conducted by Darlene Young on June the 30th, 1980. The interviewee is Mrs. Bertie Childers. The interview is taking place in Mrs. Childers' home in the community of Richardson, County of Lawrence. Mrs. Childers, I'm going to ask you some questions about your childhood, and I'd like for you to answer them. Okay. Can you tell me what you remember about how your family lived when you were a young child?
Yes, my daddy worked in the coal mines, and we lived on a farm.
Did you have a garden?
Yeah, daddy, I had a garden. He had all kinds of,
You raised most of what you ate.
Back in them days and times, they raised all they had to eat. You didn't get to go to the store and get nothing.
What do you remember about some of the jobs that you did as a child? Were you in charge of doing a particular job? Like, did you help with a garden, or did you help with a house?
We'd hold corn. We'd hold beans and potatoes. We'd plant beans, potatoes, and hold corn and things like that.
What did you like to do best?
I didn't care. One job was just as easy as the other.
Did you enjoy being outside more than in the house?
Yeah. Yes, I've always enjoyed outside more than the house. Always outside.
You've got such beautiful flowers now. You must have had a green thumb.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've always had flowers. And yeah, the other girls stayed in the house, and I took the outside. Daddy gave me the outside. I was a boy at the bar's side. I was a boy in the family then. I took care of the outside while the other girls took care of the whole house.
So you were sort of a tomboy, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
What type of advice or training did your parents give you that has helped you to live a better and fuller life as an adult? What do you remember about your parents and how they treated you?
Well, they treated me. We never had no love. They just treated me, and Daddy always gave me what to have done, and I went on and had it done for him while he was at work. He was working the coal lines and all.
Would you consider him a strict father? Was he the type that you wanted to obey everything that he said?
Yeah, that was a real man.
What do you remember about your mother?
Mother was a real mother.
She was very kind to her children and loving.
Yeah, we had no trouble in our family, whatever. Each ever fella had a job, each ever done just what they told us to do, and we went on.
As a child, what type of schooling did you have?
We had the little country schools, and we went to school. I went to school at Peach Orchard some, and I went to Richardson some. And then when my father lived at Old Blackberry, he used to own the Old Blackberry Holler, every bit of it. Dad owned that back. And when the coal companies come in there at Old Peach Orchard, he sold the place to Mr. Richardson.
All right.
And they took the road to them.
Do you remember any teachers in particular?
Yeah, Mr. Wilbur.
Mr. Wilbur.
E.T. Wilbur, And then we had other teachers. Let's see.
How far did you go in school? How many years did you go?
Well, I went as far as we could go. Back then, the only sixth grade is about as much as you ever had.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy school?
Yeah, I liked to go to school. After I went as far as I could, I went 2 years just for to get to go to school.
What was your favorite subject in school? Did you like reading, or did you like arithmetic, or what did you like best?
Either one of them.
Did you do a lot of, did you memorize a lot of poems and do some singing in school, or?
No, we didn't write poems back then in school. We didn't have that. You just had to study your book the whole time. I've got some of the real old books back. I've got the, I believe, two books that my brother, oldest brother, got. He was the oldest family that he had before he went to school.
Was it the McGuffey readers? Okay. Mrs. Childers, who do you remember about long, long time ago who lived in this area? For example, do you remember Mr. Richardson?
Mr. Richardson.
The man that Richardson was named for?
Yes, my daddy sold his farm to him.
Did you ever see him?
Yeah, Lord, he'd been to our house lots of times. We lived in Old Blackberry then. Daddy lived down in Old Blackberry where the coal at our house was. When the railroad comes through, set out on the river bank and they had to move it back.
What was Mr. Richardson like? Was he...
He's a nice looking man.
Where was he from?
I don't know where he is from. I don't know where he comes from. Somebody come from New York.
Was he the man that came with Colonel Northup? Or was that before Colonel Northup?
No, that's a Colonel Northup. He'd been here at all.
Did you know Colonel Northup?
Well, I've heard of him, but I don't say I could remember him.
Do you remember anything about Mr. Richardson's family? Did he have family?
Yes, he had a family. And he lived in a big old house right where that old house sits down there. And right out in under that big rock cliff back there, his little girl died and he didn't tear back to New York. He buried her in under that rock.
How many children did he have?
I believe he had three. And the little girl, I know, we'd all go to school, and she took sick and died. And some way or another, he couldn't take her back home. Then that way, you had to go on a Joe boat or certain places before you go on, you know. And then the railroad hadn't come through then.
How did he happen to come to Lawrence County?
I couldn't tell you that.
Do you remember a teacher by the name of Mr. Hibbert?
Lord, yeah.
Tell me about him.
I went at the school to Mr. Hibbert many years. They used to live right up here, Peach Orchard. He taught school up here, Peach Orchard, Mr. Hibbert, there. Yeah.
Where was he from?
Mr. Hibbert? Well, I don't know where Mr. Hibbert come from.
Did he have family?
No, him and Mary never had no children. He married Mary Bolden, Uncle John and Aunt Reen Bolden's girl.
Whatever happened to him?
He died.
He died here?
He died here. I was right with him when he left this world. They'd come after me. He was sick up here. And I sat him by his bedside holding his hand when he passed away.
Was he an old man when he died?
Yeah, he's double old. But I don't know exactly how old he was.
Did Mr. Richardson die here?
Well, I don't know where Mr. Richardson, no, I believe Mr. Richardson went back.
To New York?
To New York, after years.
What do you remember about the Chatteroy Railroad?
Huh?
What do you remember about the Chatteroy Railroad?
The Chatteroy Railroad.
Is that what they called it?
Well, I don't know whether that was the one they called it, come up
It was the one in Richardson.
The one in Richardson.
Uh-huh.
Well, he asked how come Mr. Richardson to buy my father's farm was for the railroad to come across it.
Was there a lot of people who were employed by the railroad?
Yeah, they were employed by the railroad.
Do you remember anything in particular about the railroad? Was there any unusual happenings? Like, was there any accidents or anything?
Yeah. An old nigger got killed, and they buried him, and us children stood up on the bank and watched him dump dirt over him. And buried him. What the boys come for, I don't know what's across the creek down there. A field ain't down there. Well, they had the building, a trestle across there.
Do you remember the trestle? That was across the...
Yeah, the trestle. I don't remember exactly how long it was, but they was a building, the trestle, when they had moved Daddy's house, and we hadn't left Daddy, hadn't yet. He's still living there. And and the old nigger and the old, but Mr. Thompson was a boss on the railroad. He's a head boss. He let us just watch him. They lead him down over the bank and took cover that poor nigger up.
Was there very many black people hired by the railroad? Was there a lot of them or just a few?
Well, I couldn't tell you that. I don't know. I was a child. I never kept up.
Do you remember what year the trestle was built?
No, I don't.
But it was when you were a child?
When I was a child.
Do you remember?
It must have been back when I was a child. I know it was for that. We went to school to Mr. Wilbur and all when we and after Mr. Richardson bought the place out and bought the old peach orchard, he built a schoolhouse, and we went to school right over from that house, that little flat bottom there. They built a schoolhouse, and we went to school there.
Do you remember any of the names of the children who went to school with you?
Oh, remember, yeah. Lily Preston and Gerard Preston and some Hubbard children. And
was it a big school? Was there very many students?
A little country school. There's been at the, back them days, none of them as many children around, you know.
Mm-hmm. Was there quite a few people who lived in Richardson when you were a child? Was it more than the number that lives here now?
Oh, no, there wasn't but two or three houses in Richardson.
What about during the active time when they mined a lot? Was there a lot of people who lived here then?
No, they all lived up here in Peach Orchard. They had a camp up here. And Peach Orchard up here, each holler was up with maybe all kinds of nice houses and things for people to live in. And they had a hotel. And
what was the name of the hotel?
I don't remember what they had there. And they had a doctor's office and all for them.
Do you remember the doctor's name?
Well, we had a late there. No, not that. Yeah, old Doc Sweat.
Do you remember any of the names of the families who lived that were your neighbors? What were some of the names who lived around you?
Our neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we lived, wait a second.
Who was your best friend?
Huh?
Who was your best friend? Who did you like to be with and who did you like to talk with?
Well, I don't know. We didn't have no ups and downs then. Everybody was friends. We was all the same. We all went together and played together. And they had no ups and downs like they do now or nothing, you know.
What did you do as a child? Did you go to pie socials and gatherings, you know, in the school?
No, we'd go berry picking, or we'd in the fall, we'd get a lot of nuts and things like that.
You'd love to walk out in the woods.
Yeah, we didn't go that way. They didn't raise children back like they do now. It's all a different.
Do you remember some home remedies that you used to have? Your mother maybe when you got sick, she would give you.
Huh?
Do you remember anything that your mother would do for you when you were a child that she would go out in the hills and gather, such as herbs and things?
No, I don't remember that.
You didn't take any tonics or anything like that in the spring? What type of religion or church did you attend? You said that your parents were Methodists?
Yeah, they were Methodists.
Is that the church that you went to as a child?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it was located in Richardson?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything in particular about that church? Who was the minister that you remember?
Well, I don't remember who was the minister of it.
What did the church look like? Was it?
It was in the schoolhouse.
Oh, it was in the school?
It didn't have a church house.
Was it a log building or?
No, it was a plank building.
Okay.
The teacher was up on the hill, up over on this side of the hill. Let's see. I've got a picture of it where we've been to Sunday school, all standing down. Way back.
How did you travel in those days? Did you travel by...
Huh? What?
How did you travel in those days? Did you travel by train or boat?
No, we walked and rode horseback.
Horseback or walked?
Walked, yeah.
Did you get to Louisa very much?
We never went to Louisa. Then Louisa wasn't hidden like it was made after that. There wasn't a mighty few houses in Louisa then. Back then, Louisa's been made up since that year.
Did you remember going on any trips as a young child that was away from Richardson? Did you go anywhere like to visit relatives or anything?
Mm-mm.
You stayed right here?
See, that is in the neighborhood. That all of our people lived in the neighborhood. You didn't go nowhere.
What do you remember about some of the mountain crafts that you have done as a child, such as, did you make your own soap or anything like that?
Made his own soap. Uh-huh. Yeah, made homemade soap. Where you killed hogs and had pork, they always say the angels, so they done made soap out of them.
So all the soap that you use, you made yourself?
I made soap, uh-huh.
What about your clothing? Did you make all of your clothes?
Well, you made all your clothes. You couldn't buy nothing then, but Lord, no.
Did you weave your own cloth? Did you spin your wool and...
Well, my grandmother did.
She had a loom and made her own material?
My grandmother Warwick did. She did all the weaving and the rugs and things went on the floor. She had them. I've got some pieces of... pieces of the rugs that she wove.
Did you make your own quilts and things like that?
They made their own quilts. You made everything on it. You bought nothing.
Do you remember a favorite quilt? Was there a particular pattern that you liked?
Well, no, I don't remember. There wasn't a particular like. I've got several quilts. But
do you still like the quilt?
Feel like a quilt.
Do you quilt now?
No, for the last 2 years I've not made another quilt.
Do you remember ever making your own molasses or did you make your own molasses?
Yeah, made on a raised cane and made our own molasses.
Did you ever hunt for ginseng?
Huh?
Did you ever hunt for ginseng?
No, I never hunted.
Tell me something about when you were a teenager. How old were you before you were allowed to go out with boys?
Well, boy.
Uh-huh. Did your parents, did they have to be with you when you were dating your boyfriend?
No.
They trusted you?
They trusted me.
How old were you when you married?
Let's see. I didn't know how old I was. I was about
20,
but I forget the days.
Do you remember anything about your courting days that was funny or stands out in your mind?
Yeah, we had lots of fun things happening in them days.
Tell me about them.
Lots of things. We'd go places and things, and a lot of us get up and girls and boys and go and have, you know.
Did you ever have any parties at home?
We never had no parties at home, but we went to parties at other people's houses.
Do you remember one in particular? Does one stand out in your mind?
We used to go to Mr. Wilbur's to the parties. They were the ones had more parties than the rest.
What would you do at these parties? Would you have music?
Huh?
Would you have music at these parties?
Well, the boys, some of them would pick banjos and things, and some of them would dance and this. And we'd have things to eat and make things, you know.
Tell me some of your favorite foods when you were a young child. What were some of the good things that you had to eat?
Well, we had most anything you could think of back because everybody raised everything they eat, you know.
Did you have lots of cakes and pies and... Yeah. All types of desserts?
Yeah, we used to bake them.
Do you consider yourself a good cook?
Well, nowadays I ain't. I used to cook.
You used to cook more than you do now?
I don't have to cook now.
Well.
It's just one to eat. I don't have to cook much.
What did you used to like to cook when you were young?
Well, we always cooked just like everybody else does. You would have chickens and pork and everything, and make puddings and things like that, and all, you know, and cakes and all.
Did you have a lot of family reunions where the family would get together and have a lot of food to eat?
No, they hardly ever done that. They just lived so close they didn't have to. Mm-hmm.
Now, your father was William Jeff Vaughn. You said that he was a coal miner, didn't you?
Yeah.
What company did he work for?
He worked for the old Peach Orchard Coal Company.
Who was that owned by? Was that Colonel Northup's, or was that someone else's?
Well, I don't know who owned the company, but that was the name of the company. And they had a big store up there at Peach Orchard that any of the miners, anything you needed or wanted, they kept it at that store. And then they kind of material to sew or to make children's clothes or people they hadn't been in the store. You never had that.
Did your father ever have any near accidents in the mine? Did he ever get hurt? Do you remember?
No, he didn't. No, at least I remember him being getting hurt. No serious accident.
He didn't. What do you remember about your grandfather, William Warwick? What did he do for a living?
William Warwick?
Uh-huh. What did he do for a living?
Done up the farm.
In particular, what did he mostly raise? Was it
one? He raised everything.
Everything? Wasn't one particular crop?
Well, the particular crop. Anything you eat, they raised it.
Mrs. Childers, do you remember any old legends or folk tales that was handed down in your family that has been repeated over and over and over that you could tell us?
And what?
Any legends or folk tales or anything that
you
don't remember your family telling you any stories?
No, we were just old country people.
Did you ever know anyone who was in the Civil War?
Well, I don't remember that.
None of your ancestors?
No, my ancestors were in the Civil War.
Do you remember very much about the Depression? Do you remember the 1930s? Was there very much that you remember about the times, you know, when things were scarce and there wasn't any jobs or for the people? Do you remember the Depression?
I don't remember nothing much about it.
Nothing stands out in your mind about the Depression?
You just had to make out for yourself and raise what you got to eat. And you never went nowhere to get nothing to eat. You raised everything you had. And you had your cows and your milk and your butter and your hogs and everything like that at home, chickens and your eggs and all. And everything like that. You never went nowhere for nothing.
If you had your life to live over again, would there be anything that you would have changed? You've lived a good life, and you're satisfied with what you've done?
I don't reckon I've got all against me.
What do you consider your most valuable possession? What do you feel closest to that you would hate to part from? Anything that you have, you know, like an antique or something that you really prize?
No, I don't.
Everything is, nothing is special to you?
Nothing special.
How many children do you have?
I have 3 11.
How many did you have in all?
I had 5, 3 boys and 2 girls.
What were their names?
The Clifford children. Richard Childers and Berita is the 3 11. Philip And Annenberg is Rose Dale.
Do your children live nearby?
Hmm?
Do your children live near here, or do they live away?
The two boys live right this side of Prestonsburg, and my daughter lives in Maryland.
Okay.
She's been in Maryland. She worked at one office for 33 years. She's at home all day, you see, the week, got a vacation.
How many grandchildren do you have?
Let's see. Clifford has 4, 2 boys and 2 girls. Richard has 2. And Philip had 3.
Do you have any great-grandchildren?
Huh?
Do you have any great-grandchildren?
Yeah. The one lives up on Bourbon Street, the one I depend on, and one that takes care of me. And if I need anything, all I have to do is call him, and he's here right now.
What's his name?
Archie Ford Jones. He's a grandson, and I raised him. His mother and daddy went to Maryland to work at the airplane factory. You remember the last airplane factory? And he just really wasn't in. And I kept him, and they heard him and her both left. And I kept him, and when he came back, he never would go home. He stayed right here until he got able to, old enough to go to school. And we put him into school, and if he went back home to go to school, the better school there was here, you know. Every Friday evening after school, now he'd come home on the train and went back to the morning school.
You must have been awful good to him for him to want to stay with you.
He wouldn't stay with him. He wouldn't stay with his mother and dad anymore. He finished it, and he was staying with me when he got married not long ago.
Tell me something about your husband, Mrs. Childers. Well, just a minute. I have to turn the tape. Just a second.